mediator, and judge. Throughout the Bible, inspired writers have called attention to a future judgment. Nearly every book in the Bible, either directly or indirectly, tells human beings that one day they must give an account of everything that they have done and said and thought. God will judge them, and God will acquit the righteous and condemn the wicked. We have seen that God is king, that Jesus is king, that God has assigned the role of judging to Jesus Christ, who is the advocate with the Father. We have seen that in the sanctuary service, sins were forgiven, sins were not forgiven. Those who repented were eventually cleansed and their gift removed, and Israel was put right before God. Those who rejected were destroyed. This week we are going to think of the judge who, from his glorious throne in his sanctuary, as prince and advocate and judge and witness, is going to look into the affairs of his people. Part number one, appointed day. Many times in the Bible, the writers declare that God has appointed a day in which he is going to judge. Paul emphatically stated this. This future day of judgment is to be borne in mind, not as something to terrorize, but as something to warn. You remember Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come and convince the world of sin, what is wrong, of righteousness, what is right, and of the judgment, the day of reckoning, the day in which we will answer. Jesus, who is the judge, has prepared for this day of judgment. In several lessons this quarter, we have reviewed the fact that he has died on behalf of sinners, that by his personal experience, he has learned to empathize with them. He understands everything they've gone through. He has overcome every temptation. He has provided every means of victory. And he has condemned and destroyed and silenced the adversary. So one day, there is going to be a day of reckoning that is ordained by God, that has been prepared for by the setting up of a special advocate who will judge the quick and the dead. Part number two, questions as to when to expect the appointed day. We Adventists are very well aware of the prophecies of Daniel, and in the current period of Adventist history, Daniel 7 and especially 8 and 9 are coming into their place, and Daniel is standing in his lot, and his words are speaking to us. As the prophet was in vision, he heard a dialogue. One being asked the question, "How long shall be the vision concerning the daily, the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" The literal words were, "Till when? Till when?" And the answer was, in chapter 7 and 8, 9, 11, and 12, very clearly stated in detail. Till when? Till the daily was taken away. till the truth was cast down. Till the saints were trodden underfoot. Till the time of the end. Till the end festival. The appointed end festival. Historically, we have seen when the daily was taken away. You will notice from your Bible that the word sacrifice has been italicized. This meant that it's not in the Hebrew. The word is tamid. And the tamid of the sanctuary ritual pointed to the morning and evening sacrifice, the provision of water in the laver, the daily mediation of the priest, the daily lighting of the candlestick and the provision of the bread and the offering of the incense. All these items that we have seen pointing to the ministry of Christ as the justifier and the sanctifier. Those were taken away. No longer is Christ's sacrifice, but the sacrifice of the Mass. No longer is the water of the laver of the Word, but holy water. No longer is the bread and the light and the incense pointing to Jesus Christ, points to the intercession of saints and all other alternatives. So the little horn took away the daily. Took away the truth. Thy word is truth. Tradition is much higher and more important than the truth. It persecuted the saints of God and slew them. And when all this thing had been accomplished, then the answer was, unto 2,300. Now, the word unto is till. The same word is used in how long? Till when? Till 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So the question and the answer are specifically mentioned. The same outline of events, the rise of the little horn, the persecution of the saints, the casting of the truth down, the till, has already been mentioned in Daniel 7. The little horn arose, the little horn persecuted the saints, made war with them. The little horn continued for 1260 days, casting the truth, changing the law, till the judgment set. Books are opened, the saints were vindicated, Christ was exonerated, the little horn was despoiled. In chapter 8, the till is the end of the 2300 days. In chapter 7, it's till the judgment shall sit. So the judgment sitting and the end of the 2300 days are the same point. Point number 3, the answer, till when, is the end of the 2300 days or 1844. The historical clues we have already reviewed in Daniel 8, 15, and 16. These were apparently understood. But Daniel didn't understand, as we see from the last verse of Daniel 8, the time element, the 2300 days. This he didn't understand. Although, if you look carefully in Daniel 8, 17, and 18, Gabriel mentions two important clues. The till when, the end of the 2300 days, is at the time of the end. It's also to the end festival. This latter expression is a technicality in Hebrew, Moed Ketz. Moed, we learn from Leviticus 23 is the name given to the appointed festivals that the Lord established for Israel. They were part of the daily. In the spring season, the Passover, Unleavened Bread, and Pentecost were the spring Moedim. Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and Feast of Tabernacles were the end Moedim. So not only did the 2300 days point to the time of the end, it also pointed to an end festival, a Moed Ketz, one of the three end festivals, Trumpets, Day of Atonement, or Feast of Tabernacles, at which the sanctuary would be cleansed. So the question is asked, till when? And the answer is, till the end of the 2300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And in Gabriel's expression, that is not only the time of the end, but it's also the end festival. And we who have studied carefully the end festivals of the sanctuary service know that the sanctuary was cleansed on the Day of Atonement. At that time, the judgment will sit, exonerate Christ, validate the saints, and take away the dominion of the accuser, the little horn. At the end of the 2300 days, the sanctuary will be cleansed at the last festival, which is the Day of Atonement. So the judgment, the Day of Atonement, the time of the end, the 2300 days, all occur at the same time. Part number four. In the seventh chapter of Daniel, the prophet is looking, and he sees till the lion is destroyed, till the bear moves away, till the leopard, till the terrible feast, till the little horn, till the judgment was set. There is a whole movement till the judgment is set and the books are opened. He has seen thrones placed. The authorized version gives cast down, and that's what you would do with carpets and rugs in an Eastern court scene on a platform. The thrones, the rich draperies would be placed so that the presider could sit. The Ancient of Days took his position, that's God himself. He presided. He had committed all judgment to the Son, so the Son of Man was brought by his retinue of angels into the Father's presence. The books with their witnesses, the angels, scribes were there, opened, and the judgment was set. The judgment nature is threefold. It gives to Christ the honor and the glory and the dominion. He has been accused, he has been detracted, God's government has been pulled down, but the first work of the judgment is to honor, validate, establish, exonerate the name of God. The second work in the judgment was to give the judgment to the saints. They are now declared to be saints. They've gone down to their graves, hated and execrated. Now judgment is given in their favor. And thirdly, the judgment took away the wrested, usurped dominion from the little horn, and God's kingdom was now established, and the accuser of the brethren destroyed. Part number five, our representative. At the judgment, Jesus Christ is represented as the Son of Man. He could come in so many different guises, but he's chosen the description he loves best. He has all judgment in his hand. He has paid the price. He knows his own. He has died on their behalf. And as we think about the judgment, we are not to be anxious about what Christ and God think of us, but about what God thinks of Christ, our substitute. And God thinks of him as the one altogether lovely, as his beloved Son, in whom he is pleased. And he will not allow any to take us out of his hand after we have placed ourselves there. Christ is in the heavenly sanctuary, now appearing on our behalf before the judge. Part number six. What is the focus and application? Victory. vindication, the gathering of his saints, the triumph at last. What more can we ask? Let's look to Jesus, and he has given us more than we can ask or think.